Hi, my name is John Kimber, senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. Here at Faith, we have a pickleball ministry. We have a community of over 180 people, the majority of whom do not attend our church, who play in two-hour sessions for most of the day, 6 days a week. Our gym is being used in that way. At the one-hour point of each two-hour session, we take a break and we take our Bibles, and the leader for the group does a devotional followed by prayer. In a recent pickleball session of mine, we were discussing how time moves so quickly and how old we all are. Now, I'm 42 years old, and some of those in my group were a lot older than that, so we laughed about that. But during our conversation, I shared that I'm 42 years old, and someone immediately said to me, "That means you've been a Christian for 38 years. That's correct. I was saved at the age of 4. Immediately following this conversation, I was asked by another one of the pickleball players who has a Catholic background how I could be 42 years old and a Christian for only 38 years. That was a very good question. As we sat down at that halfway point in our pickleball session and took our Bibles, we looked at a few verses, most of which were found in the book of Romans, and talked for a while about how someone becomes a Christian. I shared that the Bible says we're all sinners, Romans 3:23, and that one becomes a Christian is justified through faith in Jesus Christ as a gift of grace from God. That's Romans 3:24. We talked about how our good works can't save us from Romans chapter 4, and neither can the faith of our parents. We also talked about how Jesus clearly said in John 14 that he is the only way to the Father. It was a refreshing reminder to me of the goodness of God in providing for our sin in Jesus, and of how God in his grace and mercy chose us. As I looked out at the group, the man who had asked the question had his eyes closed and was nodding. It seemed that it had been the first time that he had heard it presented in this way. He had heard that Romans road of salvation. I pray for him and for all others who have not understood salvation as a beautiful, free, yet very costly gift from God. I pray that we will never cease to be amazed at the grace of God in our salvation and in his provision for us in Jesus Christ. I pray that we will never cease to make the most of every opportunity we have to share this good news with others. The remarkable thing is that God took on flesh. In the form of the Lord Jesus Christ, he came into this world, born in a lowly, humble stable, lived a perfect life that we could not live, died a death that he did not deserve, gloriously and victoriously rose again from the dead, and in his resurrection from the dead, defeated death and defeated sin, and lives forevermore. He ascended into heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and we will see him one day. All who have faith in Jesus will see him as Savior, and we will dwell with him in the presence of God for all eternity, in that place of perfection called heaven. I'm looking forward to that day. I hope that you are sure of your salvation today. It's something to think about, something to dwell on, as we think about our amazing God and the wonderful gift of salvation. My name's John Kimber, senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I am honored to be your pastor for the day.